Still on the caravan trail. The journey from Texas to Colorado by covered wagon seemed to be exhilarating and eminently beneficial. We pick up the account as those in the group heading for the camp meeting at Emporia, Kansas, reached Ocmulgee, Indian Territory, on Friday, May 9. They had logged 160 miles since leaving Denison, and were 200 miles from Emporia. That evening, James White was invited to speak in the Indian Council House. Ellen White addressed the people the following evening, JW to WCW, May 10, 1879. He described Ocmulgee as the capital of the Creek Nation of Indians and told of how they had just passed the council building, which exceeds most of the county houses of any of the new western states, and of the people governed by 100 councilmen and who meet at certain periods. James White outlined his plans. "Here we shall take in some supplies. We shall not go to Coffeeville, Kansas, but keep up to Newton with the teams, then Elder Corliss, Mother, and I will take the cars east to Emporia. Then at the close of the meetings we will take the cars west to meet the train, caravan bound for Colorado. Ibid, May 11, 1879. It was not easy for James to recognize that changes in the leadership of the church were inevitable and that others must take on responsibilities as the church grew and his health and strength declined. But he pondered these things as he rode horseback or jogged along in the covered wagon. He felt the need for competent secretarial assistance. If we have help, we can do our writing and also attend general conferences and some of the most important camp meetings. Ibid. He added. We cannot work as we once could, and shall not undertake it. We have deprived ourselves of being at Battle Creek at General Conference and Tabernacle, Dedication, and take this long, slow journey to save a breakdown and improve in health. I design to take a humble and more quiet position among my brethren, and move out as the providence of God and my brethren call me out. There was a time, he said, when it was his place to lead, and, where necessary, to storm it through, but now the time had come for him to retire and let younger men come to the front.